Nolte, Jesse Jackson's family rips Obama, Biden, and Clinton for politicizing funeral. By John Nolte on March 9, 2026. The grieving family of Jesse Jackson tore into former Presidents Obama, Clinton, and Biden for politicizing his father's funeral after the family expressly asked them not to. The longtime civil rights activist and 1988 presidential contender died at the age of 84 due to complications with Parkinson's on February 17. The day after, Jackson Jr. made an appeal on behalf of the family not to politicize his father's death. "Do not bring your politics out of respect to Reverend Jesse Jackson and the life that he lived, to these ongoing services. Come respectful, and come to say thank you," Jackson said in a public statement. "But these ongoing services are welcome to all. Democrat, Republican, liberal, and conservative. Right wing, left wing. Because his life is broad enough to cover the full spectrum of what it means to be an American. Naturally, because Democrats are desperate to politicize absolutely everything." The disrespect shown to Jackson's family was on display again and again at the Friday tribute. "Here's Barry. Here's Kamala. Here's Grandpa Joe. Here's Slick Willie. And here's the family rebuke," which came the next day. "Yesterday I listened for several hours of three United States presidents who do not know Jesse Jackson," said the younger Jackson. "He maintained a tense relationship with the political order. Not because the presidents were white or black, but the demands of our message. The demands of speaking for the least of these," he added. "Those who are disinherited, the damned, the dispossessed, the disrespected, demanded not Democratic or Republican solutions, but demanded a consistent, prophetic voice that at no point in time sold us out as a people. Oh, and here's President Trump. The art of politicizing everything, even a funeral where the family expressly wished the exact opposite, is a deliberate policy by Democrats, the corporate media, and the organized left to keep us divided and angry. It's also a tool to wear us down and cry uncle. They want us to sue for peace by agreeing to let them queer and mutilate our kids as sacrifices to their trans gods. By agreeing to their centralized fascist government and taxpayer-funded abortions, by agreeing to all kinds of horrors. They cannot win in a fair debate, so they agitate and irritate and hector and exhaust." A grieving family made one request. One. And these reprehensible people could not even honor that. At a funeral. "P.S. Back in the olden days, when I was a Democrat, I saw Jesse Jackson give a speech in Milwaukee for his 1988 presidential campaign. It's still one of the best political speeches I've ever seen. The man sure could work a room."